Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center today. If you're looking for some financial peace, some encouragement, if you're looking for some help, you want to be intentional with your money, you want less stress, and you're facing that now with the money that you have or don't have, or you once had, now is gone. What's God's intention for money? How do we handle it? I'll tell you what, we want you to join in with our discussion today. I'd love to ask you the question that we just asked on Facebook with a lot of response, which is, here it is, middle of the year. You're looking back over resolutions you made at the beginning of the year. Before you get into the second half of this year, what would you like God to do in your life? One thing that you'd like to see accomplished to bring more peace to your personal finances, okay? You can join us, or if you have a question, we have our financial expert and friend joining us. Parkey Thompson will be on with just in a moment. He's got a whole ministry, a whole focus on finance, and we're going to get into that and taking your questions. So the phone line is open, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717 is the number. And Jody, single mom in Arizona, struggling, left this comment. I think maybe some of you relate when you feel totally overwhelmed when it comes to money.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Jody. I am a single mom of a 13-year-old. I've been a single mom her entire life. I am a social worker, and I've lived on a very limited income that entire time. And God has just really been working on my heart about making changes to my finances. I have very bad credit because of the choices I've made. I'm also in debt for student loans to the tune of about $45,000. I do have hope. I know that God has given me a brain to use, and I believe that I'm going to be able to get even more frugal and wiser with my finances. I've already begun to see changes in just the choices that I make every day in spending money. Unfortunately, I've allowed all the loans to default, and I'm dealing with that as well. Oh, and I'm also not tithing. Every time I start tithing, I end up feeling like I can't afford to tithe, and I stop. So not a great financial situation, but I do have the attitude, and I have the mindset that it's time to clean up the wreckage of my past and move forward with a godly mindset about my finances.
All right, Jody. Listen, I think you speak for a lot of people today when the hole has been dug and you feel like you've jumped in. In your case, student loans, credit problems, a default on a loan, not tithing, but you say, hey, I got a great attitude. One of the things we talk about in intentional living is that until we get mad enough, nothing changes. Now, I mean mad in a good sense. I don't mean just anger for the sake of anger, but taking those letters of MAD, you got to have the right mindset. You got to understand that it comes from God. You got to have the right attitude that says, this is possible. We can clean up this mess. We can move forward. And then you got to make the right decisions to be able to progress. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Love to have you join in. What's one thing you'd like to see God do in your life between now and the end of the year with your money, your finances that God's given you? Or do you have a question for our friend and guest today, Parkey Thompson? By the way, Parkey, he's been working with a lot of high-profile companies over the years like IBM and GE, and he started his own financial outreach ministry business called Financial Focus to provide financial coaching, strategic planning, and direction for individuals and families. And he's a friend of the ministry, and he lives debt-free, and he's here to help you and each of us to think more intentionally when it comes to our money. So let's go. 888-888-1717. Parkey, welcome to Intentional Living.
Randy, thanks for having me back.
Appreciate it. I appreciate what you do. I know you have a passion. Have you always had it together with money? Has it always been something you've managed well?
No. In fact, I was kind of like Jody, as you were talking about there. I wasn't single, a single parent, but we were married and we were broke. And the unfortunate thing was God had blessed us with a lot of money. But we were just mismanaging. We weren't doing what we should be doing. We weren't focused. We weren't being intentional with that. And as a result, things just began to spiral out of control. But fortunately, at age 41, I woke up and realized I was broke. And my wife and I made a decision on Saturday. We're going to set some goals. We're going to set some milestones to reach those goals. We're going to get on a budget. We're going to turn this thing around. And quite frankly, I don't really know how committed that we were at the time. But the truth is, 48 hours later, I lost my job. First time since the age of 15 I'd ever been unemployed, and I'd never been in that position again, and it was a wake-up call. I was out of work for 3 months, and the Lord met every need that we had, and on top of that, he showed me one that I didn't know that I had, and that was how to live differently so I could help people today. And so as a result of those changes, we got out of debt over the next several years, don't owe anybody today, and as a result, helping people all the time.
All right, let's get a high view here for a minute, Parkey. Give us the pre-problem, you know, when you were living in the problem with finance, and the post-decision. What was different? What were some specific things you did differently between when you were in the problem and into your freedom and peace?
Well, when we were living in the problem, we always thought the money was going to be there. The paycheck was there. It was consistent twice a month or weekly for some people, monthly for others. It was always there for us, and so we could do what we wanted to do. And as a result, we lived on credit cards. We looked good to everybody. We were driving nice vehicles. I even had a camper and a nice truck. Was paying for those two in a rented camp spot on a credit card at times. But the point is, we just weren't being intentional with that, not realizing that that money could end at some particular point. Yeah. And it was costing me something as well, with the interest and so forth that we would pay. And so when that went away, when that rug was pulled out from underneath us, when that paycheck went away, it realized, whoa, this is not the way it's supposed to be. Because when we went back, and I know we were talking about Jody, where she had missed some payments and she's defaulted on some things, we didn't necessarily default, but we had to stop paying for a period of time because we didn't have the income coming in. And it was that time that really woke us up and realized, you know what, if we really get intentional with this, we can turn things around, but we've got to stop what we're doing. You know, you look at people today, and unfortunately they've been diagnosed with cancer, and the first thing they want to do is get rid of that cancer from their body. That's what you've got to do with this debt thing. You've got to stop. You've got to stop the mechanisms, the credit cards, the available credit that you have. Get those things away from you so that you can become intentional and start living on a plan.
Now, was your wife aware of your financial problem when you finally hit that bottom point, was this something you were managing yourself?
Well, it was no big secret. You know, the true numbers, I don't think that she knew. And quite frankly, I didn't really look at the numbers. I just knew it was there. And when it really became serious is when I woke up that summer of 2003 and realized that, hey, it feels like we're paying twice. I'm paying with the credit card, then I have to pay again. And then realized when I started running some numbers that I had more going out on a monthly basis than what we had coming in. And so at that particular point, we shared some numbers with one another of what we were looking at. But I don't think either one of us really knew the complexity or the drastic detail of what was going on here. And bankruptcy never entered our mind. It wasn't something that we were looking at there. But I don't think we really fessed up with ourselves to say, here's the issue and here's what we've got to do differently to get us out of here. Once we did, things began to turn around. It wasn't easy. The pain of that change, as you mentioned before, the pain of that change was pretty difficult. But fortunately, when you stick with it, and it's going to see some benefits. It's like going on a rough diet.
Yeah, there's a starting point. That's what I want to ask. In just a minute, Parker, I want you to think about what are some of the immediate steps that someone can take today, exactly step one, step two, step three, that'll help them in the process of getting started in this down this path. Also, let me do this. I'd like to, as we open up the phone lines, maybe you have a story to say, hey, here's one thing I want God to do for our finances between now and the end of the year. Here's one thing that we really want to see to get some peace in our life. Or if you have a question and we get you on the air, I have a couple of MP3s I'd like to make available to you as a gift from us to you. We'll have the staff get them so you can download them. One is a teaching I did on the intentional living process for finance. What are the steps that you can take? The second one is 4 intentional steps to financial freedom. These two MP3s will make them available to you if we get you on the air. 888-888-1717 is the phone number. Back with Parkey Thompson and some baby steps to help with your finances in 2 minutes.
Because life happens 24/7, we've made intentional living available for you 24/7. Whenever and wherever, as long as you can get online, you can go to theintentionallife.com. At the top of our webpage, you'll see those little icons for YouTube, Vimeo, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and even Pinterest. You can also hear full-length programs just like this one on demand. Or you can download the app so that everything I'm talking about will be right there in your smartphone. All of this waiting for you right now for free at theintentionallife.com.
What do you do when you disagree about parenting? Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. Parenting together draws couples together. Training children together will strengthen communication in your marriage, cohesion in your marriage, will reduce stress in your marriage, and help your children thrive. I believe that, and I've seen it over years of working with couples. So let me be blunt. Parenting is for grown-ups. And if you don't get resources from Intentional Living to help you be intentional in raising your kids, please get them from a reliable source and apply them to your life and to your family. Because when you do the next right one thing as a parent, when you parent up, power down, when you're consistent, and when you follow through, and you train up a child in the way he should go, as the Bible says, that's when you become an intentional parent.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
And you know, the Intentional Minute you just heard is on Facebook every morning. It's posted on video. It goes out to news feeds all around the world, and we'd love to have it come to you as well. So if you like our page, watch your news feeds every morning, a brand new Intentional Living Minute. You know, we're in the month of June now. This is our wrap-up of our fiscal year. We wrap up on June 30th. And I want to say thanks to those of you who have been so faithful in your financial support, praying for, standing with us each and every month. Something very special this month to help us finish strong. Talking about money, we're committed, not borrowing to operate, every dollar going back into impacting people for Christ. We're wrapping up June and we need your help to do so. And we have a very special gift we want to make available to you. It's a work of art. It's a painting done by my wife, Donna. She's a watercolor artist, and I really appreciate and enjoy her paintings. We have them in our home here in our office, and we work together in something we call Art That Speaks to You. And what it is, it's a 16 by 20 painting my wife Donna did, along with 10 principles that I shared on how to finish strong, like discovering and living God's purpose for your life, or not leaving any unfinished business behind, or to love the people around you and use things and not the other way around. Each of these principles are here to encourage you, and it's our gift to you as you share a gift to help us during this month of June. Ask for it. If you could share an additional gift to help us be strong here in June, we'd appreciate it. And by the way, the first $3,000 during this month that is received for the ministry is going to be matched dollar for dollar because of a friend of the ministry. So thank you for thinking of us as you go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on donate or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717 is the number. Press number 4, talk to our staff. All right, Parkey Thompson is here on the phone, actually, from Georgia, from his office, Financial Focus, where he focuses on helping people develop a plan for their finances, and we appreciate him joining us today. Just revisiting for a moment Jody's call, her comment about bad credit, student loans, $45,000 in debt. It felt pretty overwhelming, except she says she has a great attitude. You know, she wants this to work. I guess the question, Parkey, is where does someone start like Jody? What are the baby steps to get started when maybe they're feeling overwhelmed?
Sure. I would tell you, you mentioned this earlier, but Jody's not alone. It's a lot of people across this country. Studies show us between 75 and 80% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. So for anybody listening today to realize that we're much like Jody, maybe not the same numbers, but we're there. The first thing that I would tell people is you have to recognize that you have a problem. You're utilizing credit too much, maybe even dependent upon it. We've got to recognize that and begin to put the pieces in place that are going to help us stop. The second thing that I would tell you is you've got to list your situation. You've got to show those things that you have and make it visual so you can see all those debts, maybe even put the interest rates that you're putting down there. It may be getting important going back and looking what you paid in interest, each one of those things over the last year or so. Something like that that's going to begin to motivate you. And some people say it was going to discourage me, but as you begin to see it, now you can begin to fight it. But you've got to be able to see it, aiming at something. Secondly, or third, I would say lay out a plan. Have a budget. Have a spending plan. So many people get overwhelmed with that, but it's quite simply this. It's listing the income that you expect to have for a given month and laying out exactly how you have to spend it. And I would say based upon priorities. Obviously, we want to make sure that we've got food on the table and a roof over our head, that we've got transportation, that our utilities are taken care of. And then there's some other things based upon priority there as well. Build that spending plan or that budget that actually spends each one of those dollars and gets it down to where it's down to zero. So you know exactly what you're going to do. And that tells you now what you have to do to be successful. Hopefully there's room in there to start paying some of these debts. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. At that time, you may need to ask for some help. Call your creditors. They wanted to partner with you when things were well. Now things aren't so well, and so you're needing their help. Maybe they can help you with some suspended payments. Maybe they can reduce the interest for a period of time. Maybe they can put you on a program that's going to help you get out of this. Whatever they can do to help you, but they don't know unless you ask. And lastly, I would tell you, be prepared for emergencies.
Yeah.
Most people don't put money away for an emergency fund. And as a result, when those emergencies happen, and they're going to happen, now they're going back to look at what can I do, what kind of credit card, what available credit do I have to be able to help me tackle this emergency. Having something in place, some cash in place, will keep us from going back to that dependent reaction and going to that credit again. Five quick things there that people could do to help them going and then sticking with it.
Yeah.
One of the things I heard Jody said, hey, I start down this path and then something takes me off this path. I get distracted, and so I don't complete what I'm trying to do. Staying intentional, staying focused on this is going to reap benefits down the line.
That's good. You know, acknowledging it, seeing it, in other words, getting it laid out on a piece of paper so you see your bills, you see your notes, your loans, your interest rates, and then laying out that plan and executing it. You take those three steps and then you add on that consistency that Parkey's talking about. Those are the steps. That is what intentional living is all about. At the end of the day, we're talking about learning to be content with what God has given us. Maybe a question is, do you need more money before you can become more content? Let's find out. Brian is in Michigan. Brian, welcome to Intentional Living.
Thank you, sir. My story is I'm on dialysis, and I got a fixed income. I'm only allowed to work a certain amount of hours a week, and my wife's only allowed to work a certain amount of hours a week, and we have our income is limited. We can't make any more than we're allowed, but we have a little bit of debt we're paying off. We're paying we're saving about 50% of our money, and we're paying about, I want to say, roughly 45% of our debt off.
Wow.
Right now, which is a blessing. But
yeah.
What I would like to see this year is for me and my wife and everybody out there, especially Christians, to just be able to live out godliness, but contentment is great gain. I feel that if we can get to the point where we're content, that's half the battle with so many of our desires and what we want. A lot of our troubles is what begins in our heart when we're not content and we decide to covet and lust after stuff that we really don't need, and which only puts us further and further into debt than we already are and just causes troubles.
Yeah, and what I hear is you and your wife are also on the same page with this, working together, have the same vision and goal for this.
Definitely. Yeah. And my wife, she has an ability to decipher when it's time to spend our necessities, where I'm more of a better saver. So my checks, I'm saving all of them right now. And then her checks, she's paying the utilities and the bills, and then any like the household stuff and whatnot, other stuff that we do need. Mm. And I'm just focusing on save. So it's kind of a balance altogether. We're saving 50%, and then she's also using her wisdom to decipher what we really do need and what's appropriate, and food and everything, you know, necessities and stuff like that.
Well, so, you're working together, and that's the key. Thank you, Brian.
Huge.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. We've got Anthony on the line from Arizona battling debt and bankruptcy. Wants to know what steps can he take. Parkey Thompson's my guest today. You can join in. We're going to stay here after the program and continue to talk and record for a later program. So feel free to give us a call. 888-888-1717. Finances. Did you know when research is done? In fact, I have a research study here. It shows from Lifeway. Three of the top 10 online research of the major problems facing Christian families today, money. Three of them involve money. 30% of the problems involve money. Maybe be number one on your list. Deal with it. You can. You can be intentional. We're here to pray with you, help you do it. We'll be back. More calls in a minute.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
And here's this governor who is holding Paul in captivity. and he brings Paul in to hear about the gospel. Felix was afraid. He had an aha moment, and listen how he responded. "Go away from me now, and when it is convenient, I will call." He never did. We never see in Scripture that Felix ever came back around from that aha moment to really hear the message of the way. That's an excerpt from the teaching this month going to our members around the country. It's called Aha Moments Can Change Your Life. I'd rather have an aha moment, a wake-up moment, than an oh-no moment. The essence of the teaching is to help us have more of the better one and less of the one we don't want. So if you're not a member, when you join us at Intentional Living, when you ask for it, we'll start sending to you the coaching CD each and every month. Just go to theintentionallife.com. Parky Thompson's on the line with me. We're moving through so many calls and questions. We can only touch on surface of this topic today, but I hope it's helping you think intentionally. And we're going to continue to take your calls after the program. So you can call 888-888-1717. Okay, Parky, we've got Anthony on in Arizona with a question. Anthony, welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you guys?
Good, good. Go right ahead.
Well, my question is, how can, I'm trying to, like, I got 2 weeks, like, for bankruptcy, you know, I just lost my Social Security, and I have a lot of late charges, you know. How can I work something out, you know?
Yeah. So let me see if I understand. You receive a Social Security.
Social Security, SSI.
Oh, okay. And so you're at a point where you're going to be going bankrupt? Is that where you are?
Yes, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I owe a lot of credit cards and late payments on, like, furniture stuff, and I'm trying to get out of debt, you know.
Parky, what do you do when you're at a point like Anthony? Do you just proceed, or do you try to get out of this, work it out?
Well, I mean, when you look at the bankruptcy piece, it's a government-approved clearance of your debts. And, Anthony, what I'm hearing here is your income is now limited because you're on Social Security, correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
And so all those debts that you have and those things that we racked up, now we find it very hard to be able to pay for. We've got late payments and so forth, and then it's working on you emotionally and spiritually, correct?
Yes, uh-huh. Yes.
Right. Well, the first thing I think I would do, and again, I would list all of those debts out there again, and make sure that I can contact each one of those creditors and help them understand the situation that I'm in today. You know, bankruptcy is something that you can go do, and you can go do quickly, but it's also going to cost you some money as well.
Oh, yes.
And so I would contact those creditors, explain the situation to them, and it may take multiple calls for each one, but hopefully you're going to be able to find somebody who's empathetic enough to be able to help you get through that situation. I mean, there may be some things, depending on what those are, depending on, you know, what type of income that you have, that they can help you get on a reduced payment plan that, for your sake, you'll be able to pay something from a moral aspect there. But at the same time, they might be in a position to be able to forgive some of those. It could be that ultimately bankruptcy is an option for you, but at this point, I don't think I would do that. The other piece of that is you've got to manage that money that you're getting from Social Security. So you've got to make sure you've got a written plan each month with that money of what it is coming in and exactly how you're going to do that. And remember, we need to keep a roof over our head, utilities on, food on the table, and some transportation there. Some other things beyond that might be prioritized. And then at the point where we can pay those debts, that's good. But at the same time, the situation we're in, we might need to seek some help for them and see what they can do to help us.
Amen to that. I hope that helps, Anthony. Listen, I'll tell you, every journey begins with a first step. And if your journey is to find financial freedom in your life, you got to take that first step, and that's what we're encouraging you today. And when you do the next right one thing, it makes a difference. Maxine from Michigan did it. Here's her story.
Well, I just want to tell you thank you, first of all, for your program. And I also, years ago, listened to you at New Year's, right at New Year's, and you were talking about finances, and I had just retired. And, you know, your one intention focus was so good. You said, you know, that one intention. So I did my checkbook that month. I looked at the balance, and I said, okay, I want to have so much more in my checking account by next month. You know, I just didn't. So I went out and I really focused on what you said, that one intention, not spending money, you know, frivolously and this and that. And the next month I did my checkbook and I had $50 in it more. And I thought, okay, that was pretty good. And I want to do this for the next month and the next month. And, you know, it was that one intention focus you talk about. It really just kept me focused. And to this day, you know, I don't have that worry anymore about money, because for some reason when we focus and have a good intention, and I thought one day, boy, if I ever get to talk to Dr. Randy Carlson, I'm going to thank him for that focused intention that he so stresses. You are a great teacher.
Yeah, well, thank you, Maxine. I'm glad you started the journey. And if we can play a small part in people making the next right decision and moving forward, then that's why we're here. Parker, we only have a couple minutes left in the show today, and then we're going to stay here and record for later. But what do you say? We got people probably agitated, listening, wondering, is there some encouragement that I can, like Maxine, be intentional, step out, and take a few steps that'll make a difference?
Well, I think if you look at Maxine, that's a great example. She sat down, and the thing I would tell you is she said New Year's Day. New Year's Day can be any day. You can make that decision mm-hmm. today to simply say, I'm going to be better off tomorrow than what I am today, and setting your sights on that. In her particular case, she set a goal. She set a goal of having some money left over in that checking account, more than what she had the last month, and $50 was there. Now, again, $50 is not enough to take a big vacation, but it's a start. The next month, she added to that and so forth. She set that goal, and she took that one step. She took that first step to make that happen, and she stayed focused, and she stayed intentional. I don't know what she had, but other people have got debt and so forth, but it's that one step. It's just getting started. When you begin to take that step, it's like losing weight when your clothes start to fit a little bit better. Then you start to get on the scale, and you see those pounds drop, maybe a couple pounds at a time. There may be weeks where nothing drops, but then it continues to happen. But so long as you're staying focused, staying intentional, being disciplined, you're going to continue to reap the benefits of that.
Parkey Thompson's my guest today. Parkey, hang on. We're going to have to wrap up the show, but we're going to continue on for a second half hour if you're available.
That works.
All right, hang on. And we'll leave our phone line open to you at 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. You're welcome to join us. And in fact, when we record, I'm going to ask you, Parkey, to talk about, do you have to have lots of money to find peace, or can we start where we are? We got people thinking, if I had just a little bit more, I'd be okay. When we ask people on Facebook, you know, what's one thing you'd like to achieve as far as having more freedom in your life? Jana says to keep up with balancing my checkbook. That's important. Marianne says get rid of debt and stressful life and to start afresh. Meredith says to be debt-free and have steady income again. And then Candace, very practical. She wants to be accepted in an RN, a registered nurse education program for her life. That's terrific. All right, we'll be back. We're going to talk about more money off the air. You're welcome to join us, and we'll see you next time from Intentional Living. I want to thank all of you who joined in. I hope today, if nothing else, we've got you thinking about what Parkey reminds us. Acknowledge the problem, see the problem in black and white, lay out a plan, and then begin the process of being intentional to deal with it. If you missed any of the program, it's all available for you. Wherever you find your podcasts, we're there with Intentional Living. We'll see you next time from our center.